From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Pope Francis is holding Mass today in Havana's historic Revolutionary Square.
Creo en Dios, Padre Todopoderoso.
Hundreds of thousands of Cubans packed the streets and into the square to see the Holy Father on this, the first full day of his visit to the Caribbean island nation. Mass is being held near a huge image of Cuba's revolutionary leader Che Guevara. Also today, the pontiff will meet with Cuban President Raul Castro and may visit Castro's ailing brother and predecessor, 89-year-old Fidel Castro, before later praying with a group of priests and church officials and then speaking to young people. The Pope arrived in Cuba Saturday and was greeted by Raul Castro, who assured Francis in his welcoming remarks that religious freedom is consecrated in Cuba's constitution. Later this week, he will travel to the U.S. for a private meeting with President Obama, and then the Pope addresses a joint session of Congress and the United Nations. Violence has erupted in the hotel in the capital of Burkina Faso, where negotiations are being held to bring an end to a four-day-old military coup. Supporters of the junta stormed the hotel this morning, attacking opponents of the coup. But moments later, those same soldiers jumped to the defense of opposition leaders entering the hotel for talks. The violence comes on the day mediators working to end the political unrest in the West African nation were expected to announce a resolution to the crisis. The government had set elections for a new permanent government for October 11th, but is now suggesting they may have to postpone that. Austria says 11,000 migrants crossed into the country from Hungary in the 24-hour period that ended at midnight Saturday, with Austria's interior ministry saying another 7,000 migrants are expected today at Nickelsdorf crossing east of Vienna. This is VOA News.